Hello, Potters, and welcome to episode 140 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay, and may the 4th be with you all on this fine May the 4th.
Boo.
We're recording this on a Thursday. Thanks.
Revenge of the 5th.
That's tomorrow. We are recording this on a fine Thursday because life got in the way again, so we do apologize that this is slightly later than normal for our recording time. But we have an awesome show for you guys tonight. We're going to be talking all about food at conventions. You can procure some for yourself. But first, as always, we have our cosplay updates. What have you been working on?
Well, instead of trying to finagle all this crap onto my screen, I figured it'd probably be easier just to show some screenshots of what I've been working on. So let me flip on over to the lovely screen share. It'll let me do this and this. And if it'll let me tab back, that'd be lovely. Present to everyone. Huzzah. Okay, there we go. So for the past 2 weeks, I have been working on a bunch of wigs. Mostly Ruby related, because somehow I have managed to become the Ruby wig mistress. One of them is actually for Amber's costume, and I'm really happy it's all done now. Yay! So this is what I've been doing for the past couple of weeks, going through adding a ton of wefts to all of these wigs, styling them, cutting them, and getting them ready in time for Akon. This is going to be my brand new Blake wig, which I'm really happy I got this wig. It's a Nina Classic in natural blacks, so it looks a lot more realistic and it's not as shiny as the straight black is, but I did add in some black wefts, so you got some cool little lowlights. I don't think the camera captured it as well, but up close, it looks so pretty. I'm so glad I got this wig, so that was kind of fun to do. And then I have this one, which is an absolute beast and took forever to get done. This one is going to be for my friend Danielle. This is going to be for Yang. And it's a Luthien Classic in light blonde with a full set of fairy blonde wefts that are all sewn at the bottom. And then I did it throughout the wig too, so you can get some more of the highlights in there. Man, I'm going to tell you guys, trying to style like natural, quote unquote, natural hairstyles is a pain in the tush. Because at least with like spikes and stuff, you can go crazy and all over the place. And even if it's a little bit off, that's okay. It's spikes. It's meant to be fun and anime. No, this has to look real. And it has to look nice and soft and fluffy. And it's just like, oh my God, kill me now. This probably took me a good 3 days to get done just because of that. And I cut so much hair off too. It was not fun. I hated every moment of it. All right. And then the last one, this one's going to be our lovely Pyrrha wig. Yay. I'm so happy with this one.
This one was like the easiest of the three.
It really was. And I'm grateful for that on so many levels. This one is the Genie style from Arda. And the cool thing about theirs is that it's made to look like high ponytails or low ponytails, or you can do like cool buttons and stuff like that. And the long hair is actually a clip-on. You just clip it on top of the ponytail that's already built into the wig, and it gives you that nice, long, voluptuous hair. It also makes it really easy to store, too. So I know that's going to be a big thing for you. It'll make it a lot easier for you to care for it. You don't have to do a whole lot to it. It's just pop it on and go. Which
makes
is great.
It easier to detangle too, because you're not worried about the rest of the hair.
And so far, I haven't had any issues with tangling on the ponytail itself. I did have to cut off about 6 inches or so because it was actually a lot longer, and it already looks really, really long. But this one should hit about your waist, which is where Pyrrha's is. So, yeah. But yeah, this is what I've been working on. I'm so happy, and they're done. Yay! My life is wigs and nothing but, and I've got 2 more on the way for customers just to make some quote-unquote quick cash to help with car bills. So I should have some progress on those fairly soon once they get delivered. But yeah, that's my life. My life is wigs. Eventually I'll get back to Akon stuff for myself. I don't know when that'll be though. That's all I got.
Good times. This beast that has a ton of pins in it now. This has been my life for the last week, at least what I've been able to work on when I have time to work on it, since it's been a very work-filled week for me. But I finally stitched all 3 layers of Pyrrha's corset together, or at least I stitched each of the layers separately, and now I have pinned all 3 together so that this will basically be the final stitch going around, and then the corset will more or less be done. I need to insert the zipper in the back. And I know hers doesn't show a zipper, but you do have to be able to pull it on somehow. And you know, sometimes anime does not match real life, and they sleep in their clothing and never bathe and never wash it, apparently.
It's anime magic!
It is. So I insert a separating zipper in the back so that I can actually take it off and put it on, and then the lacing will cover up the zipper. And then I just need to paint a little gold border that she has on around it. It actually took me a little bit longer than expected, simply because when I first put the corset together, I left the colors as is, au naturel. And unfortunately, the beige that I chose for the center panel, which is lighter than the rest of it, was much lighter than the rest of it, and it didn't look very good. The contrast was terrible. And so I took some of my my little buddy here, my Jacquard Lumiere paint, my lovely metallic, and you can kind of see, you can actually see around the border what the original color was, and the gold that really, really changed it. I would show you how it looks on the corset, except that it's on the inside, because when you sew, you have to put right sides together, so the metallic stuff is on the inside. So next time we have the show, then I can show you. So unfortunately, all I can do is just hold up the pinned monster. And I say monster because the, I guess you would call it the interfacing layer, is a really thick, stiff duck canvas. And it's a pain to sew through. My sewing machine did not like it. And then it's sandwiched in between two pieces of almost micro suede. It's basically suede cloth. Fairly thick, actually. And thankfully also slightly stretchy so that I can make everything match up. So that is going to be my task. I actually did try fiberglassing the last portions of Milo this past weekend, only to find that hardener actually has a shelf life. The resin I had was old, and I couldn't get the cap off anymore, in which case I couldn't use it even if I wanted to. So I went and bought more resin and did not check it when I bought it. And when I popped it open this past weekend to use it, found out that it had no hardener with it. And if you've never used resin, you know, you may not know that it has to be used in a two-part chemical reaction to actually harden. If you don't have the hardener, the resin just kind of sits there. It doesn't actually harden to anything. It just makes for really tacky, terrible coating. So I tried using my old hardener that I had from the old container, and it did not work. It was basically like using the resin plane. So I actually lost the pattern pieces I had because they became all flimsy and tacky. It was gross. So I finally went, I bought new resin. I made sure it had the hardener this time. And then it rained and I could not fiberglass outside. Texas weather, kids. So hopefully, not this weekend because I actually have a concert. My second job is what is paying for my cosplay hobby. Hopefully next weekend I will be able to fiberglass the rest of Milo and finish drilling all of the holes and do all the things to that. I still need to, the styrene is staring at me from sitting right there. And I also need to start on the shield. There's a lot of things I need to get done. It's like cosplay is never done. Day like I did today. It's like, you're so close and yet so far. And and we're going to start getting these updates that, oh God, the con is in a month. And you sit there and go, oh.
Like, don't tell us that. Don't give us a countdown. We're fully aware of that.
As an attendee, I'm eager for it to be con time. As a cosplayer, no, like shove it off a few more months.
We still got too much to do, yo.
I know. Of course, I'm remembering back to the days when I was like, yeah, I've allotted 2 months for each costume and that should be plenty.
Those days are long gone.
Well, given current job, yes, unfortunately. I haven't been able to do very much of anything.
At this point, you know, I try to give myself like 5 months for my own personal costume. And if I happen to get it done in a month or two, I consider that progress.
Yeah. So at this point, this is going to be the costume I have at ACON. I'm just going to have to bring my school uniform Pira as my other costume because none of my other costumes fit at the moment because I am big and have not had a chance to remake them. Yes, I'm going to roast in that because it is middle of June for ACON. And it's a multi-piece long sleeve uniform, but what are you going to do?
You're going to have a very shiny, fancy new wig to go with it, though.
I am going to have a very shiny wig, which I will be happily wearing when I have my first shiny photo shoot, hopefully. Assuming I get all of this done in time, because if I don't, I'm going to have a very sad time.
You got right this. Then. I have faith in you.
I am doing my best when we're not either sick or dealing with family stuff or dealing with work stuff.
We're not being adults.
Pretty much. All right. So getting into our topic for today, cooking for conventions. This was brought up because, as usual, every year there are always people who say, what is there to eat around the con? I have special dietary needs. What can I do? Well, this episode is for you guys. So, what I'm going to start off with is I have my lovely notepad notes right here.
Amber's really good about cooking at conventions. I'm not so much. I'm really great with snacks, but I always find that I have to be the type of person that has to go out to a place to eat and have a meal. I'm really bad about actually cooking in my hotel room, probably because I'm spoiled and I have a really nice kitchen, and it's hard to break out of that. But I'm great with snacks. Like, I'm awesome at snacks.
We will be discussing snacks, too. But there are five considerations. Five to think about when you are basically planning your meal for your convention. And of course, the very first and biggest one is diet. Do you have dietary restrictions? If so, that's going to drastically change what you are able to eat and cook. It's also going to affect your roommates if you are highly allergic to things, because then your roommates cannot bring in food that has those things. Just a surface with that food can be enough to trigger allergies. Discuss, if you are staying with roommates, is to ask them if they have any dietary restrictions or allergies. That's step number one. And particularly important for those that are, say, gluten intolerant, because those tend to be a little more severe, things like diabetes as well. Second thing is budget. Obviously, if you are only budgeting $20, $30 a day, you're not going to go out to eat at Fogo de Chao, even if there's one nearby, because they're not going to give it to you for free.
Yeah, so, that would not cover, I don't even think, like the water tab at Fogo.
Probably not. Or a snack.
Yeah.
But think about how much you have to spend at the con. Budgeting $5 a meal is on the very minimalist side. You can't even get a meal at places like Taco Bell or Panda Express for $5 anymore, because prices have gone up. Probably, if you want a very minimalist baseline estimate for a meal, it's going to be $10.
Yeah, always go for 10. Go for whole 10.
This is $10 per meal day. So $10 breakfast, $10 lunch, $10 dinner. If you spend less than that, great. But you need to plan out for at least $10 a meal if you are going to go out for any of your meals. So put that into your budget. If you can budget more, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Some of my friends like to plan for one nice dinner during the convention, so that can generally run you between $30 and $40. Next, what's around you? That is what is around the convention where you are attending and the hotel where you are staying. So what you'll want to do is to head over to Google Maps or one of the various apps that they now make for phones, and tell it what kind of food you would like to eat. Or if you have no preference, just tell it, find restaurants around blank, and it will tell you. And you may have to zoom in a little bit on Google Maps, because it doesn't always show you all of the restaurants that are in and about an area. But that's going to be very important for, of course, dietary restrictions, budget restrictions, and what kind of food that you're in the mood for, especially if you're at the end of a really long day, you're still in cosplay, and you have to eat food. You're not going to want to walk very far or drive very far, because you're going to be tired. So it's good to know what's close by so that you know what your options are. So a lot of conventions do have food trucks now, and they should have that on the schedule or listed somewhere. If not, ask the con staff to, you know, let you know what is currently in the area. And they can help. And the hotels can help as well if you just need general restaurants in the area. They generally know what's around them. All right. Next is what gadgets you have available. What are you going to cook with? What are you going to cook on? So if you have access to things like, say, a rice cooker, waffle iron, a single electric burner, what do you have in your room? Do you have a microwave? Do you have a refrigerator? Do you have a coffee pot maker? What do you have available to you so that you know what you can cook with? If you don't have those things, obviously you can't cook with those things unless you're going to have one of your roommates bring one. They do make smaller microwaves. However, word of caution on this. Your average microwave in your apartment is about 1100 to 1200 watts. Your average miniature microwave is only about 600. So if you go to cook something in your apartment and it normally only takes you 5 minutes for a TV dinner, you need to multiply that by two or sometimes even three. So it's going to take you 10 to 15 minutes to cook that same one in the And it's also going to have a smaller capacity because generally they're about two-thirds the size of a standard microwave. So if you're lucky, you can maybe fit in a dinner plate into it, if you're lucky. Otherwise, it needs to be like smaller. Something to think about. And last, are you going to be eating in cosplay? Because heaven forbid you spend 6 months on that gorgeous cosplay, which of course is all in white fabric. And then of course you eat something that has chocolate and it either drips or something spills and you go to grab it and you accidentally brush yourself. Or heck, if you're walking next to somebody and they bump into you and they're carrying a Coke in their hand and it's not even their fault, it's an accident. You need to account for the risks of that sort of thing. I mean, yes, you can't control bumping into other people, but you can control what you eat and what you have in your hands. So if you're going to eat in cosplay, you'll probably want to limit it to finger foods, something that you can easily either eat with your hands or eat in front of you with utensils. And you're probably not going to want a bunch of gooey, creamy condiments with it. I know that you can be the most careful person in the world. Accidents happen. I'm not speaking from experience because I generally don't eat in cosplay. But it can happen. And it's really hard to, one, explain out of pictures because people are still going to want to take your picture. And two, it can be really hard to get out of your cosplay because not all cosplays you can throw in the washing machine and just get it out, especially at a hotel.
It's when you learn the art of using the paper towel bib and just covering yourself in so many paper towels, because I know I have done that on many occasions.
Or you may even consider rolling up a small apron and just putting it in a bag, because you don't have to have much of it. You don't have to have full body apron, obviously. You just need to mostly cover up your torso and just the front part of your lap. And then you can just fold it and roll it, basically army style, to store it in your pouch. And that way you don't have to worry about it. All right. So those are the five things to consider. The five things that you can Google, or I'm sorry, the four things that you can Google to help you with this. The first one is camping cooking. Oddly enough, campers usually don't have access to very much besides maybe a fire. So they're pretty accustomed to making a lot out of very little. And that's something that you kind of have to do at conventions. The second is coffee maker cooking. You can surprisingly cook a lot of stuff with a coffee maker that you wouldn't normally think of. You can steam veggies in the filter. You can cook pasta or soup or oatmeal in the carafe. And surprisingly, you can actually make quesadillas, sandwiches, or bagels on the plate, the hot plate that goes underneath the carafe. If you're going to do this, please make sure you wash it when you're done and rinse it out before you do it, unless you want your oatmeal and pasta to taste like coffee. Really old stale coffee.
There is nothing wrong with that, Missy.
Hey, if that's your cup of tea, pun not intended, then go ahead.
It is my cup of coffee. It's what that is.
Fair enough. The third thing you can Google is hotel room cooking. This is a thing. And I did not know that until today when I was just on a whim, I looked it up because normally I'll look up coffee maker cooking. No, hotel room cooking is actually a thing. And they have similar results, actually. And the last one is dorm room cooking. Similar to hotel rooms, dorms are usually pretty tight on space. They don't give you very many appliances. And like camping, you have to make a lot out of a little. So if you need any ideas Those are four things that you can Google, take a look at the recipes, and pick one that you like. So that said, let's get into meals and all the different things that you can have for meals. And I'm going to simply have the single caveat that I did not make dietary considerations within this. So obviously, if you are allergic to the thing, don't eat the thing. I'm not telling you to do things that are unhealthy to you. These are simply options to choose from. So that's my caveat.
Amber told me I needed to make and eat this thing, but now I got sick from it.
Yeah, I am not liable for what you choose to do after this episode. One of the best things that you can do for breakfast is oatmeal. Instant oatmeal. All you have to do is heat up water in the carafe of the coffee maker, pour it in, stir coffee. Or you have, well, you may have coffee as well. You have oatmeal. And the reason I say that is because oatmeal is high in fiber so that it will keep you full longer. And at a convention, you don't always get to eat very often, especially at Acon this year because the hotels are not connected to the convention center. So if you want to eat at your hotel room, you have to go back to your hotel. So oatmeal is a great option. You can also put fruit in it. Cream of wheat, very similar. Just a little bit less fiber than oatmeal and a different texture. Cereal is good. You can either eat it dry, like a snack, or if you have a really good ice chest, you can actually bring milk with you. The ice chest is probably only going to be good for maybe a day and a half or two. And after that, you're going to need fresh ice if the hotel has ice. They do make cereal bars now that are made with what I think is evaporated milk.
Yes, it is.
And so basically it's a sandwich of cereal, granola bar style, with evaporated milk in the middle. So it's basically your bowl of cereal in very handy finger food form. So that's certainly an option, especially if you're in cosplay. Pop-Tarts are an option, not the healthiest thing in the world, but they are fortified with vitamins and they have calories.
Better than nothing.
Yes. If you have a toaster with you or you bring one, that opens up options for things like toast, English muffins, bagels, Eggos, anything you can toast, including French toast if you feel like it. Muffins are another great option because you can go either healthy or dessert style, depending on your fancy. They're inexpensive, don't need refrigeration, just eat them. And of course, also fruit, which is the ubiquitous thing with breakfast. The big thing that I would suggest here, make sure that you have protein with your breakfast of some sort. Whether it's protein shakes or adding protein powder to your oatmeal or something, it will help get you through the day to lunch because lunch doesn't always happen on time, especially at conventions. So it's a really good idea if you can manage it. Please do have protein every day with your breakfast. It will help you and you'll feel better and less exhausted as you go through the day. All right. Lunch and dinner I kind of threw together simply because they tend to be a lot of the same sort of foods, just in different calorie portions. So you can choose anything from this list. And of course, Val is more than welcome to chime in with other options. So you can do burritos as long as they do not have meat. And that's simply because meat has to be refrigerated to prevent bacteria from growing on them, unless you're going to eat it right then. So you can make all sorts of veggie burritos. You can do taco bowls because they do sell the pre-made taco shell bowls now. Put in your veggies and beans of choice and eat. Falafel, oddly enough, keeps really well without refrigeration. I would not let it go more than a day without eating it, though. Just saying, it kind of gets a little clammy after a while. It's a texture thing. It's not so much growing bacteria. It tastes weird. They do make instant pasta bowls where you can just heat water in the carafe, pour it in. Now, this is not limited to ramen. I know that's kind of the mainstay at anime conventions, but they do make instant mac and cheese bowls now, and they do make instant pasta bowls. So you can get things like rigatoni or rotini or ravioli, fettuccine. They make all sorts of things. Hormel does a lot of them. Add water, you're done.
It's the same thing too with instant soup bowls. They have those with Campbell's now, and literally it's the same thing. You just add hot water and you're good to go.
And some of, if you have a microwave, you literally just microwave it. You don't add anything to it. And those are really good options. You can get some pretty healthy soups and they're very filling. Very good suggestion. You can do vegetables, whether you cook them in the coffee filter, or there are actually pretty instant veggie bowls now too, where it's just add water and let them steam. So like corn, peas, green beans, mashed potatoes, that sort of thing. You can always just mix them together. You can do stir fry too.
Mm-hmm.
Instant rice, couscous, or quinoa, any of the above, basically any grain where you just add water and let it steam. Those are really good to have. It is very carb filled, so you'll probably kind of get the whole sleepy effect unless you add other things like proteins and fats. PB&J sandwiches are pretty much a mainstay.
Woohoo! PB&J all the way.
Good old PB&J and chips.
Can't go wrong with it.
Pretty standard. And you can always jazz up and do something besides PB, like PB and bananas or something.
Or you can use strawberry jam. Ooh.
I like strawberry jam.
I do too. It's my favorite, actually.
You can do foil packs, and this is something that you learn from camping. Instead of putting them in a fire, though, you would basically be putting them on the hot plate of the coffee maker. Do not microwave foil packs. Don't.
Foil, microwave, bad on all fronts. Just
go.
No.
Go YouTube microwaving foil, and you will understand why. The hotel would not appreciate that. So just don't. You have to heat them on a hot plate. But they do make some magnificent veggie packs with the foil. A couple of things that I learned today that I did not know that you could do, but I really want to do this now. Apparently you can make paninis and sandwiches with a clothes iron.
I've done this before. Yes.
You wrap it in foil and you iron it just like you would clothing, and it grills it in the foil.
Yep.
Again, don't microwave it, but you can actually iron it and it acts like a grill and it looks really cool.
I've done that before a couple times.
So that is something you can do. Do it with foil. Do not iron directly on the bread, because not only will you roast the bread, but you will actually mess the oils and grease inside the iron. And unless you bring iron cleaner, you're not going to get it out. And the next person's going to have oil all over their business clothes, and they're not going to be happy. So wrap it in foil first. Not parchment paper, not wax paper. Foil.
Foil. That's the key thing. It's foil.
Yes. And you can actually make quesadilla the same way.
Yep.
So, you know, veggies, cheese, tortillas, meat, if it is safe to eat and has been refrigerated. You can do all sorts of things. Something else that I learned today that is also sold, which you would need to pick up before the convention. Apparently Trader Joe's sells pouches of delicious Indian food.
Ooh.
So I guess they sell various curry mixes and things that you can mix with meat and has veggies with it. And they also sell pouches of pre-cooked rice.
Oh, cool.
They do need microwaving, so you would obviously have to have a microwave. You could probably get by with the hot water steaming trick from the coffee maker. But still, something to consider. Doesn't need refrigeration. Very wholesome, healthy food. Something to think about. All right. So that should take care of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Snack time. So many snacks.
Snacks are the best thing ever.
I don't know about the best thing ever.
Oh, I think they are. I'm a big proponent of the snacks because of my meal situation. It's easier for me to have five small meals throughout the day. Plus, I find that it helps keep my energy up, especially at a convention. Because, man, at a convention, you don't know when you're going to have a chance to sit down and actually eat. So those snacks become a lifesaver.
And it may be in a panel.
Done that.
You may just have to break down while you're in a panel room and just quietly eat at the back of the room. There is no shame in doing that.
A lot of us do it.
Especially those of us who work press and basically don't get to go back to our hotel room unless it's to change cartridges. So for snacks, granola bars are pretty much your number one mainstay.
That's your primo.
Because there are so many ways that you can make them or buy them. You can include protein with them. They are very good sources of protein if you make them right. You can put fruit with them, do all sorts of things, unless you are allergic to nuts, in which case you probably need to be very careful.
Luckily, though, if you go to Whole Foods, Central Market, and Trader Joe's, they all have a huge line of granola bars that are either dairy-free, they're nut-free, some are gluten-free, so you do have a lot of options now.
And of course, you can always make your own. and there are tons of recipes online. It's basically a make your own granola bar moment. They'll give you a base and then you add whatever you want to them. So those are definitely a good way of going. Just beware, if you do include chocolate with them, please be very careful with your cosplay. Chocolate is one of those things that stains.
Yeah.
chips are certainly an option. If you are going to eat in cosplay, I would highly recommend getting chips that are less greasy, if you can somehow manage it, and there are healthier versions of chips. Cookies. Now, granted, at a convention, you don't always have to eat healthy, obviously. It is a good thing to eat mostly healthy, but sometimes you have to allow yourself a dessert. And cookies are certainly a decent way of doing that. Again, beware the chocolate. Crackers are another mainstay. Tons of different crackers, tons of ways that you can top them. Crackers can become their own meal if you top them with the right things. So that's also something to consider for one of your meals. Fruit or fruit snacks. Usually this will be dried fruit. Some people do bring fresh fruit. Just bear in mind that it tends to bruise easily. So if you are hauling your things up and down stairs with a bellhop cart, and they actually crush your fruit. So put it in something that is impact proof if you're going to bring fresh fruit. And some fresh fruit does need refrigeration, so do keep that in mind as well. Popcorn. Popcorn is a lovely snack. Preferably not the uber high butter version, especially if you are in cosplay, because one, you're not going to feel very good after eating it, and two, grease everywhere. But you can get all sorts of pre-popped popcorn if you like, or if you have a microwave, you can always pop your own. But popcorn is high in fiber, and it is light, has very few calories for as filling as it is. It is a little salty, though. So that's another good snack. Pita and hummus is actually probably one of the best snacks you can bring, besides granola. And that's because hummus is high in fiber, and it also has some protein in it, and pita is actually one of the better carbs for you. Not the certainly better than other choices like chips. So if you can stomach chickpeas, pita and hummus is a great idea. If you're not fond of chickpeas, you're not going to like hummus. Hummus does need refrigeration. Pita doesn't, but hummus does. And the last thing I have on my list is dark chocolate covered almonds or fruit. Dark chocolate is good for you in small quantities. And of course, the small quantity that you would eat of this stuff would be plenty. But that's actually usually my dessert of choice at cons when I treat myself, is dark chocolate covered almonds, and they're good for you as well. You can also do dark chocolate covered fruit, because they do make, you know, dark chocolate blueberries, raspberries, etc. So that's what I have on my list. I did want to add that if you can bring a rice cooker, rice cookers aren't just for rice. You can actually steam veggies, pasta, pilaf, eggs, dried meat, stir fry, oatmeal, and beans. So they're basically slow cookers, just a little bit more specialized. And the last thing that I wanted to mention that doesn't have anything to do with the food that's on here, make sure you check with your hotel first that it's okay to run these appliances. I mean, yes, I get it. The hotel may tell you no because they want you to rent theirs. And some hotels do charge for microwave rental now. It's like $25 a day. I understand that. But you also have to bear in mind that the hotels do have a limited amount of capacity with their electricity lines. They have fuses that will blow if they are overwhelmed. So if you have an entire hotel's worth of people who are all plugging in high-powered electric burners all at the same time and running them, you're going to have a few circuits tripped, and then no one's going to have electricity, and the hotel's going to be pissed, and so are all the other people who are trying to cook stuff. So do check with the hotel, make sure that they have the capacity that you can actually use these devices, and then you need to see how much capacity do they have. Can you run a microwave? Can you run a rice cooker? If so, is there a specific socket that they have built in that has high capacity? Usually if your room has a microwave, you can plug other appliances into that same socket because it's built for the microwave. But do check first, because you don't want to be that guy. You really don't want to be that guy. So that was my safety warning. And basically that has been my half hour long ramble, and I'm really sorry, you guys.
It's okay. I'm going to add on a teeny little bit more to it. Just a couple of things to add on. Make sure that you do actually eat, because this is one thing that I think all of us suffer from whenever we're in a convention. We get so excited and we're having a great time and we're in the moment that we forget about our bodies and we forget to take care of ourselves. So do actually sit down and plan time to eat at least 2 big square meals a day and have snacks throughout, because that will be your lifesaver. Otherwise, you're going to feel like crap in a day or two and you're going to hate yourself for it. And then you keep telling
yourself. 6-2-1.
Yeah.
And 6-2-1 means?
6 hours of sleep.
Asking.
2 meals a day. And then the shower. Please, a shower.
I guess we can deal. But yes, 6 hours sleep, 2 square meals, two large meals, not snacks.
Meals.
Yes. And an actual shower. All I will say is that it needs to be a shower with water and soap. None of the other products.
Not Febreze.
Well, I'm not going to get on my soapbox. We do this every year.
We've done it before already. You've done it already.
Shower with soap and water. That's all.
So yes, do remember to eat. Make sure that you do actually plan in your budget for at least $30 minimum to have, you know, food available. If for some reason you can't bring food into your hotel room, or if something happens, at least you have that safety to cover your butt so you know that you can still eat. Be aware of the snacks that you're getting to make sure that they're good for you and that they're not like super, super sugary. Because that's the main pitfall that I have with snacks, and it's always sometimes a tricky thing to get past, is a lot of snacks are filled with so much sugar that it's not actually good for you. It tricks you into thinking that it's a good thing, like, oh, it's this great fruit snack, but it's so overloaded with sugar and carbohydrates that it actually does the exact opposite of what you want it to do. So make sure you take your time to read the label and that you're getting something that's going to be good for you and nutritious and will keep you going throughout the day, which is why we kind of recommend granola bars or even doing like some hummus. Hummus is... Oh, I love hummus. And then my other favorite thing is when it comes to chips, tortilla chips are the best thing ever, because you will find a lot of them, like white corn, you know, whatever. Most of them are not very greasy and they'll go with anything. You can't go wrong with tortilla chips.
Yep. All good advice. And I want to emphasize something that you said. Do set aside time to eat. I understand that you can plan. It's like, I'm going to eat 3 times today. And I'm going to eat around this time. I'm going to eat around this time. Well, things happen. Sometimes you'll meet up with an old buddy from out of town, or a panel runs long, or you find some fan meetup spur of the moment. And then all of a sudden you find that it's been 4 hours since you were supposed to eat. And you feel like absolute crap. And one that is really not good for you medically, because dehydration is a real thing and people can and do faint if they are dehydrated or if they haven't eaten for a while. Your blood sugar will plummet, and that's definitely not the place you want to be at. It's also how you get sick, because your immune system is frantically trying to compensate and it has no energy with which to do so. Food isn't just, you know, something you take in for calories. Your body actually burns that as energy, and that's how your immune system goes. And for anyone who's had con crud, it's not pleasant, whether it's during the con or after the con. It's really unpleasant. And you want to shake your fist and, you know, throw things at whoever was patient zero. And I say this jokingly, but it's a very serious thing, and that you need to take care of yourself at the con so that you don't become sick.
Patient zero.
Or that. So do go through the con schedule, go through it in advance and set aside, even if it's just a range of time, and say, okay, between 12 and 1, I'm going to eat, and stick to it. Even if it's, you know, I'm going to eat a granola bar or whatever I have in my pack at the time. Make a backup plan. If for some reason, if you forgot to pack the granola bar in your pouch at the time, make sure you know what food trucks are out front so you can go grab some to eat and carry cash on you. $50 on you, but do carry enough cash for one meal at least, so you can eat something. Please, for the love of all that is holy, do not subsist on ramune and ramen.
It's bad for
you. Food that's not real food, at least as far as meals are concerned, unless you're actually getting a full ramen meal like you would get at a Hakata or any of the actual ramen places around here that put veggies and eggs and stuff in it. No, just ramen out of the package, that's not enough. And it's high sodium. It's terrible for you. Please don't live off of that. Please don't live off of ramune. It's basically soda. It's sugar water.
It's sugar.
Please, if you're going to drink sugar water, drink juice, because at least that way you're getting the fruit benefits with that. We're not trying to harp on you guys. Just please take care of yourselves. Really, really, seriously, please do. I know some of you guys are on really, really small budgets, but this is something that you really shouldn't skimp on.
Yeah, if it's a difference between, you know, you eating and you going into the dealer's room, the choice should always be food. Never place anything above that.
You can always get that dealer's item online. You can go grab a card from the dealer and custom order it from them. You can always get it later. Unless, of course, you're going into the dealer's room to get food. And Pocky is also not actual food.
Pocky is a treat. Ramune is a treat.
They should always, desserts.
Yeah, they should always be treated as a treat.
Yeah, if you're going to eat them, at least eat something else with them, like a granola bar or dried fruit or something. All right. Well, that has been Cooking for Conventions for this episode.
The old fart version.
Gordon Ramsay would be horrified. That's okay.
What are you doing making pancakes on a coffee carafe? What's wrong with you?
Hey, man. Clothing iron paninis. Here we come.
I've done that before. It was actually really good. I highly recommend it.
All right. Well, we're going to call an end to this episode 140 of Gosspod, the podcast for all things cosplay and cooking.
Yay.
Of course, if you guys have any comments, questions, compliments, concerns, if you have any cooking recipes you would like to share with us, all of our social media is here.
All around here. Yay!
And of course, if you guys have any requests for interviews or things that you would like us to cover at Project Akon, please do let us know. We don't have the schedule yet, but we will. And we will do our best to accommodate you guys, but it's all going to depend on schedule. Otherwise, we will see you guys next episode in 141. Happy cosplaying, everybody.
Bye, guys.